The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Frank Cotolo. He just talks and 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 talks.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cotolo.
Oh, what the fuck?
Me, Frankie Tolo, man, his name adorns the title of the show. We're gonna move along, yeah. Come along the Hallelujah Trail. That's at least the Hallelujah Rail tonight, huh? The Hallelujah Rail. Big tripping on the trains. I'm the man whose name annoys. I told you. I'm the man whose name annoys. Join me. Stay with me. We're going to be here as long as we want to be here. And that's what's going to happen, so don't go away. Don't go away. If you go away, take me with you, because, right? I'm mobile. Cap to ice cap, from Hamlet City, from Othello, and into every bordello. I am the bard of broadcasting. Make no mistake about it, accept no substitutions. Substitutions? Wow. It is so summer right now, but we have some time, don't we? Another 2 weeks and what have you? Every year around this week, it's always that same thing. People start saying, wow, it's really getting light late. Like it never happened. It's something fresh and new every year. That's because we're getting so close to summer that it is really light late. Okay. But the bard of the interweb has not come here, to do weather. You know, the Weather Channel, that crap. My name is Frank Tolman. His name is Don't Start the Show. Oh, I'm joking from us. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll get the fire going. It's not a fire. It's a creeping water. But I have, when the moment I thought about doing a show about trains, I was flooded. My head completely flooded with sensations and memories. The train. I don't even know exactly what that means. Train. We'll look it up. The train is, such a big thing in my life. And you probably don't realize how the train, has become its posture in your life, not just pop culture either, in your life. And your whole life. And, you know, of all the things that we travel in, right? In the new millennium. Of all the things we travel in, only one thing has been around the longest. Wait, did I just say that correctly? Of all the things we travel in, you know, because we don't ride horses anymore, and we don't, what don't we do? We don't rickshaws, you know, the things we travel in for, the transportation things, cars. Before there were cars, there were trains. Of course, there are train cars. See, this is why my head was flooded with rail-oriented phrases and things, because it's in the lexicon, it's in the language, it's in your blood. You don't realize, but trains, cars, they call autos cars, a train cars, the engine pulled the cars. They were around a long time before that. Trains represented the journey, the trip, you know, the journey, the trip. I was thinking of what I played in the opening. It was a Peter, Paul, and Mary version of a old gospel song called This Train. And in this case, this train did carry gamblers and midnight ramblers or what have you. But that, used in a spiritual sense, the train became such a symbol of the world, not just North America. I mean, come on. Trains everywhere. In fact, the best and fastest trains aren't even in the North Carolina, North America. I went to a state. They're not, because they had those super speed trains. But here's what's going to happen over the next however long we do this. I used to say, over the next 2 hours. No, over the next 90 minutes. No, 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 no. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to refresh your memory as well as give you some of my deepest memories about trains. Because, wow, I know a lot of you younger people don't have these sensations. And yet there are still trains, right? Before there were cars, that's what I was saying. Before there were cars, there were trains. Okay, before there were airplanes, there were trains. What else do we travel? You know, buses, various things we travel in. There's really not that many, are there? Buses and cars, we drive cars, you know, there were trains. And there weren't just, trains were so representative of movement, of forward movement, of manifest destiny, of your personal manifest destiny. They were metaphors for your personal manifest destiny. You know, I love those metaphors. And trains just go all the way back so far. And I don't even get into why I thought about this or where it came to me. But like I said, the moment I thought about it, I went crazy. You don't even realize, I bet you, that in the world of popular song, not just folk song, popular song, but folk song can be popular, a spiritual song can be popular, how many songs are about trains, or take place on trains, or use trains as a metaphor? You don't know, do you? I mean, you sit back and think about it. Now, a lot of you younger people, you know, what is a train to you guys and gals and guy gals and gal guys? What is it? What is a train? If you live in a city and you take a train, you know, subway. Subway's a train. Subways came about way later. So there weren't just trains on tracks on the surface. Yeah, there were underground trains. Now there aren't, right? There aren't underground planes, airplanes, right? No, there aren't underground cars, are there? No, just the cars that are on trains. And even though trucks carry great quantities of food and various sofas. Food and Sofas. Name my new book, friends. It's called Food and Sofas by Frank Atola, and it'll be out shortly. Food, and when I say food, something, I don't have to tell you types of food, you know. And cars. You know that trucks carry cars and trains carry regular automobiles, not just the cars they pull. For some reason or another, trains have always been some part of my life. They've always been around me. And I'm from the city. So, you know, I start off with the subway train. Okay. And then I grow into, going other places, you know, leaving the city and going into the country and then heading west. And there's trains everywhere, trains. But when I'm in the city and when I'm a kid and when there are subways, there are also toy trains. There are electric trains. And one of the reasons I got to thinking about trains, again, because next week is Father's Day. I'm a father now, but, you know, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about my father, who introduced me to toy trains and was a central part of a holiday tradition featuring trains that are classic, and I don't know what they're worth because I still have them. Yeah. And I don't know. I know a lot of you kids, I'm not going to go into the, I've done this actually before. I've done the, somewhat of the history of Lionel trains, which were, I think, the very first electric trains that were commercialized. There was also, there were also American Flyers. They were trains, and there were two sizes of trains. There was the HO train. I don't know what that stands for, actually, HO, but they were smaller, you know, but the, S2s, I think they were S2s. I don't even know, remember what that's called. Doesn't matter. They were larger trains. They were, I guess, what, four times the size of an HO. And then the, hobbyists, of course, became very into trains. There were magazines about trains. There still are. I think there's Model Train magazine. I don't know if these things are still in America. I don't know if there are magazines anymore. But you know, if there are magazines, and there are, if there are, there are magazines, and the specialized magazines that would still be subscribed to and read and from people who I guess are me older, because I don't think anyone younger, and I don't know of anyone younger, and I don't say, well, it's because you're always an old people, because I'm not. But I don't know anyone who's young, let's say, what, teens? Into the teens, into the 20s, who are into electric trains. No one. And now the little kids are still into those wooden trains and various toys that you move with your hands. But electric trains went with, you know, I had to have a transformer. It was electric. They're electric trains. You know, I mean, they ran by power. They powered them with these big transformers, they called them. And no one does that any longer, okay? Third man, though, he's thinking about all those times. And my father, who I'm going to talk about every Christmas, set up trains. We lived in a apartment in Brooklyn, and I know for the life of me, I don't know. My father made a decent living as a plumber and had, you know. I guess, what's that called? The leisure money? Because, yeah, what did he do? He didn't do anything. You know, my mother didn't do anything. She didn't buy clothing and, you know, I mean, she bought clothing. Of course she bought clothes, you know. So they spent a lot of money on me and enjoyed, a lot of the things and did things with me. My father, who was still impossible and the funny man and, you know, just unbelievable guy. And I laugh a lot about him, but, because he's funny. He was funny. But he put together every year, put together and took down, okay? We lived in an apartment. It was a large board. I don't know what else to call it. A huge board. I don't even know what were the dimensions. It took over the whole living room, as I recall. I was small, so obviously it was large. And he put this large board onto what is wooden horses. They were called horses. And he bought, little by little, he did this like, he didn't buy like one huge, you know, package of trains and stuff. He added onto it every year. I don't remember what year it started, but I do remember it was every year, and it seemed like forever before it wasn't done anymore. I know when we moved, oddly enough, when we moved from an apartment into a house, we stopped the trains. I don't know if that had to do with me getting older or it had to do with the space. We had more room in our apartment to put up these trains. Now the trains, you know, it was just a track that went around this big board, but listen to this. It was like, it had to be, you know, scenic. We had to build and create this little village, which meant we need the trains. We also needed houses. We needed fake bushes, you know, things that made it look like a scene. And that was Christmas, the season. Christmas season always had the trains. When are we going to put the trains up? And this was before, as I said, we were in a house. Then it was when we were going to put the lights up. And I know I've done that show any number of times. But my father was younger. I was younger. And we put up the trains. We had Lionel trains. We had the big ones. But before the track could even be laid on to the big, huge. What am I saying? And by the way, you're welcome for the wonderful radio. This is Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Tolman. His name is the title of the show. He would have to, because it was just my father. I don't remember anyone ever helping him, except me, and, you know, what kind of help I might have been. So the top of the wood plank door, what is it? A sheet of, I don't even know what to call it. It was so big to me. I was little. But still, even for an apartment, it was so big. It took over the whole living room. I don't remember where we ate. Probably ate in the kitchen, which was small, but enough for three people. Because there were three of us, sometimes four, but, you know, mostly three. The board had to be shellacked, or it had to be... In other words, a great amount of preparation to put up the trains. That was it. When are we going to put up the trains? That was the phrase. And every year, of course, because we put it up and then we take it down. So it didn't like stay up. We did a lot of work to put up the trains, the scenery, the houses, the little people, you know, because eventually over a couple of years, we had a lot of paraphernalia. Railway village, or a village, I don't know. We made ourselves a little village. The funny thing about it though is my father wasn't very good. And I became a stickler for this. He wasn't very good with the proportions of the pieces. But so, you know, there'd be a house that would be too big for the size of, you know, the train, because everything would have to be scaled to the size of the train, you know, but they didn't do that. But this was the most tedious part of it. And that is that, there was a mountain. My father built a mountain out of paper mache and glue or what have you, in the middle. And the mountain was always different. It was never the same mountain. He built it. I still don't know exactly how he did it. I just remember the old newspaper that went on top of the cardboard and then the paste and then some kind of paint, which made it look like, gray rock and brown rock and then green grass growing somewhere, some fake trees that would stick on there. But every year he would build the mountain. Now, the mountain had to have a hole in either side, because a train had to go through the mountain. It had to be a tunnel. That's what they're called. And the tunnel would go through the mountain. But it was amazing how he did this. And every time I think about it, it drives me nuts. And good ways too, not just bad ways. And I don't know, you know, if I ever had, I don't know, I say this, if I ever had the space, and whatever, I would put up, I don't even know where these trains are. They're still here. Believe it or not, I have in my house, in the attic somewhere, and I know they're not in great shape. Original Lionel, whatever they're called, the S2s, F3s. I'm going to look a lot of stuff up here because I want to really impress upon you the cultural significance and the personal significance of trains. And there are still trains, for God's sakes, right? When I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, my wife and I lived in a house in Nashville, in the city, and in our backyard, we rented this house. It went for, oh, I don't know. I'm not very good with distance, but you know, wasn't that close to the house, but a train came through in Nashville, came through the edge of our backyard daily. And, not just one train, number of trains. There was even a train they had that was in Nashville. They had this train, take a trip to Nashville on the Nashville Express or whatever the heck that was. And, always trains. And, I'm going to tell you about some train trips I've taken when it came time to take a big trip instead of taking a plane. And I've taken a lot of planes. On the road and working and doing stuff and traveling, because that's what you do in a plane, you travel. And yet, I took one huge train trip. It was great. I always loved trains. And I almost worked, believe it or not, for Amtrak. Yeah. I hope to get all of this in. I could go as long as I want, but I'll do what I can to put all this together. And from, I'm just giving you my little personal history and background of me and trains, so that you can, not just understand about me and trains, but, you know, my whole generation, a lot of this stuff went on with my generation. The fact that there are still trains out there, and how I am going to encourage anybody out there who's going to go somewhere and not just, you know, well, anywhere, another part of your state, another part of your province, another part of your province, another province, another state, you're in your state, trains are still going, and they're great. They are worth the fact that they might be a little bit more expensive than a plane and longer, but remember, the length it takes to take a train from one place to another, you can, don't compare it with a plane, which is quick, right? For instance, we used to fly because we had to get places very quickly from Los Angeles to San Diego, San Diego to Los Angeles. And that was like in a plane, especially in a jet, it was like 30 minutes, I think. For 30 minutes. You go up 30,000 feet, then you come down. It was just up and down, okay? But if you drove or took a train, well, if you took a train, there were stops, so it was longer than 2 hours from Los Angeles to San Diego. And when I lived in San Diego, I lived right by the train track in Encinitas and Leucadia, a wonderful little town. But we're not talking about little towns. We're talking about trains. The train would come through, you know, you'd hear it. It was such color to atmosphere, the sound, all the sounds, so many sounds to it. And that's why trains, through the years, through the decades, through the centuries, have become objects of song and lore. You like that? Lore. And even when I was a kid, I'm gonna get some stuff going here, you're gonna have to stick with me here, because I'm going to, you know, something. My mouse is demanding more pressure than usual. So I don't know what that's all about. Maybe it's going, but I am going to go here. I'm going to show you some things that also things. Some related train things from being a kid. These things are gone. But as usual, you know, I was talking to someone, my friend of mine the other day, and reminding them, they didn't know, you're too young. There was a television show called Casey Jones. Now, Casey Jones is the name of a train engineer. And there was a song, Casey Jones. I'm going to play a bit of the songs here. I'll tell you why. Casey Jones, this character, who was a character like, what's his name? Of Johnny Appleseed? Brutal Ben Chop? What was the big guy? The guy who was in Fargo. That big guy. You know, the guy with the tree? Paul Bunyan, of course. Pioneer heroes, and most of them legends, because they didn't exist. They're going to get to the legend show one of these days, and it's going to be terrific. But, whoa, look at that. That's a fly. We got a fly here. We got a fly friend. Hey, get out of here. Get away from my screen. They die so quickly, don't they? And they're so stupid. You don't know I'm doing this here. Just get out of my face. All right, we're going to have this. This show happens as it happens. I'm going to get Casey, something fell and broke. Oh, it was, wow, that sounded so much worse. It was a pen, and it sounded like a glass broke. Here, I'm going to go to Casey Jones show TV theme. I'm going to go Casey Jones, and I'm going to explain this TV theme. Yeah, there you go. Beam. Here's the Casey Jones TV theme, and I'll play this for you. There's a, get out of here. 1957 and 1958. This is only on like 1 year, but I remember it. If you ever saw the TV show, and you may have, even you younger kids may have seen it on, I don't know, MeTV, AntTV, Ant Old TV, whatever it is, or you might, Gilligan's Island, the guy who played the captain, was this captain or skipper? That's right, the skipper, that was the character. The skipper, a man named Alan Jones, who, Alan Jones Jr., excuse me. No, Alan Hale. What am I? I'm Jones. Listen to me, because it's Casey Jones. Alan Hale Jr., because Alan Hale was an actor in the 40s, and Alan Hale Jr. was the skipper on this Gilligan's Island thing, okay? But I knew of him well before that, because Casey Jones, oh, look at this, The Adventures of Casey Jones, they have entire episodes of this. But I'm going to give you the theme. Here's the TV theme, the opening and closing theme of. Here we go.
Stop, look, listen,
'cause
you're gonna hear a brand new story about a great engineer.
Great engineer.
He's the greatest of them all, we claim. Number one's his engine, Casey Jones, his name.
Casey Jones.
Steaming and rolling. Casey Jones, you never have to guess when you hear the tooting of the whistle. It's Casey at the throttle of the cannonball.
The cannonball express.
Casey Jones, steaming and rolling. Casey Jones, you never have to guess when you hear the tooting of the whistle. It's
tooting of the whistle.
Casey at the throttle of the cannonball express.
That was the beginning of the show. I'm going to get this fly, too. Here's the end of the show. The typical ending of Casey Jones. Oh, boy. Track reserved for the Cannonball Express. Casey Jones, engineer. I mean, show's ended. Everybody laughing. Here's the end. Oh, he had a kid with him. Casey Jones and...
Seeing
your way.
Casey Jones are rolling by.
Rolling
again.
By again.
With a steam and boiler and a smoking stack. And the wheels strike and thunder.
Directed by Sidney Salco.
Casey Jr. and the
written by Stephen Longstreet. Whatever happened to him? Who knows? Produced by Harold Green. It was Harold Green's money. It was Green money. Alan Hale, Bobby Clark, Mary Lawrence, Eddie Waller, Dub Taylor. Steaming and rookie, Casey Jones. See? I had a hat, a Casey Jones cap. A Briskin production. So there you go. That was something you probably don't know about. If you know Casey Jones, you probably know the name from that Grateful Dead song, right? Was it Riding That Train High on Cocaine? A lot different than, right? Would that be here? Casey Jones by Pete Seeger. What happened? Hey, I hate when that happens. It's now a full screen? I didn't want a full screen. I can't win. How do I not get a full screen now? Do I hit it twice? Now what? I got this and I don't want, I see what happens. There you go. Here's
the workers on the SB line for strikes at Article.
Yeah.
But Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all.
See, it's the same song.
The boiler was leaking and the driver's on the bump. And the engines and the bear and they were all out of plumb.
What?
Casey Jones.
Pete Seeger.
Jump while running.
Casey Jones
was working double time.
Casey Jones
got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SB line.
Now this is a case. It's Casey Jones, and the subtitle is The Union Scab. So not only see this is what's amazing. The train is such a powerful metaphor, such a powerful symbol of power, and movement and expansion. Okay, that the man who drives the train is some kind of a hero. Isn't that weird? Today it's weird, right? Who would have thought, right? So Casey Jones became a hero, because he drove a train. Right? What other train engineer in the history of pop culture is known? Not even as a character. There's no legend, there's no nothing. Just Casey Jones. And let's face it, his name might as well have been Arnold? Why did I pick Arnold? I don't know. Well, I was gonna find a Smith. William Bill Smith! Right? Casey Jones. And it sounds, it's got that sound like he's a, train guy, unless that's just because it's in my head there. Casey Jones, 1957, 1958, the TV show. And you know what's amazing, too, is that it wasn't a hit show. It was on two seasons, 1957 and 1958. Gone. Enough Casey Jones. And yet, right? I know it. I know of Casey Jones. You can read about Casey Jones in some, I guess, you know, as a hero, as a American literature. Later on, trains always pop up in country settings of pop culture places, right? Even when the train is not about, this thing is not about the train or whatever, okay? And then later on, 1960, so now a couple of years after that, a popular TV show came about. And it's not, and this is I was like 13, right? So this is like, and this is something to watch only for the sexual connotations. Because trains, that's right, my friends, trains are sexual, and they have sexual connotations as well. This, hear that?
Okay. Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction.
It's going to a junction, okay?
Forget about your kids.
I don't got
it. It's time to relax at the junction.
Oh, and what would be at the junction? Junction?
Lots of curves.
Curves.
You bet.
Yeah.
And even more when you get...
Where am I getting to?
To the junction.
The junction? Oh, I see.
Petticoat Junction.
Oh. The train goes to the junction.
There's
get it?
Hotel.
There's a hotel where you can...
Rest at the junction.
Where you can meet the petticoats. Yeah.
It is run by Kate. Come and be her guest at the junction.
She's the madam in disguise.
And that's
Uncle Joe.
He's a moving kind of slow at the junction.
Yeah, right. He's moving slow.
Because
it gets heavy walking around with that. And the three girls... Anyway, it sounds like that might be a whole the whole song or something like that. That was a theme to Petticoat Junction. When did that run? 63 to 70. That was 7 years. The girls, let's see if we have the name of the girl. Oh, I don't think we do. The girls, where are they today if they're even alive? We'd have to look that up. If you look up Petticoat Junction on movie database, it goes out flying again. I'm going to let him go around as long as he doesn't land on my head or anything. Petticoat Junction. And the girls who lived there, that was their Uncle Joe? Or was it, the lady was the mother? But the lady, you know, represents, okay, you know, you could figure this out. I don't have to tell you, even though, you know why? Because I just come right out and say it. It ruins the mystique, I should say. But think about it for a second. The train goes to the junction. You want to look that up? There's three gorgeous girls in this area, and they live there in this country, you know, and then there's a general store, and this is not like cowboy time. This is like it's real time. It was taking place in 1963 to 1970. And the three girls who were sisters, ah, mamma mia, oh boy, and other sounds, the train goes to the junction. If the train, well, come on. You know what I'm saying? So the trains take on all sorts of themes, metaphors, symbols, huh? And that's what I'm making you think about this. So you can look up this stuff to see that there's a history to it as pop culture. And why so many of us, when these particular toys, I call them toys, when these things were, and electric trains were not toys. I mean, kids needed adult supervision. So the kids growing up with visions of, you know, cowboys and things, remember, there was no, you can't remember. There's no internet. Everything is moving parts, okay? No zeros, no ones. Everything's moving parts. And to have an electric train set, no less, to have an entire world, a city, a town, you know, in your living room, and you could sit, you could stand there with the transformer, move the train, because that's how you could run it. And it'd have a hat, and a little Casey Jones hat, which I don't know if you see movies, cowboy movies or old movies where, there are black and white old movies where there are trains. Cause, you know, robbers are always robbing trains. Why were the robbers riding and robbing trains? Why? Because everything was on the train. Money, object. They carried things, trains. There were no trucks in those days. So trains carried meat, trains carried, wood and other things that people needed in other areas. And it again went to the junction. But the train becomes this moving, this, what is it? This transitional, this deliverance. The train becomes the vehicle of deliverance for so many things. In spirituality, it becomes the deliverance, as the Peter Paul and Mary said, you want to go to heaven? Gotta get on the train. This train is going to heaven. This train don't carry no gamblers. It don't carry only the God-fearing people. This train that goes to heaven. So the train goes to heaven. That's how you get to heaven. And the train went all sorts of places and attracted all sorts of people. How about this? You might have heard this song. And this, of course, oddly enough, what I'm going to play for you now is something related to a train. And it's an old song which people of my generation, and maybe the ones after my generation, knew as something else, because it was done in a rock and roll, I'll get these guys? I'll do the original? I'm only gonna do the original. I'll do this one, the popular one. This particular one, and, You might go, oh, I never heard that. Or you might know it because it was the name of a very popular music television show. And yet, so here's the, 60s version of this song, which is an old Lead Belly song. Do anybody know Lead Belly? Yeah, raise your hands. Lead Belly? Do anybody know Lead? Do we have commercials? Can we do it? No, we can go right to it, right? Here we go.
Up in the morning.
Yeah. See? Huh? This is a train he's talking about.
You hear the work bell ring.
You hear the work bell ring. Trains take you places.
And I march you to the table.
March you to the table.
You see the same old thing.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Sound familiar?
No, ain't no food upon a table.
Oh, wow. Yeah, out there in the Midwest,
yeah,
in the West.
Fog up in the pan.
Ooh. What is it?
But you better not complain, boy.
Oh, not complain, boy. No, boy.
You get in trouble with the man.
What man? The man. Yeah, here we go.
Let the midnight special.
That's right, the midnight special.
Shine a light on me.
The train. That's right. Shine
a light. Let the midnight special.
That's right.
Shine a light on me.
Shine it ever loving. Okay.
Let the midnight special.
You go.
Shine a light on me.
Train.
Let the midnight special.
That's a metaphor.
Shine it ever loving light on me.
Midnight.
Yonder come is roses.
I imagine them. How the words change over the years. This is Fogerty in the Midnight
and
Special.
The
oh, yeah, I'm loved, see? Related to trains and girls. Sex.
She come to see the governor.
Ooh.
She want to free her mane.
Ooh.
Let the midnight special.
That's a whole image. The train, shine a light on me. It's traveling, it's moving. Keep going, take me there.
Shine a light on me.
So it's take me there. Get the train, we'll take you there. The train. That's a locomotive and I just thought of something else. It's amazing how many things are connected. I was thinking of a movie called The Chartreuse Caboose. It was a caboose. The caboose for some, was the last car on every train, and it had a certain design to it. And it was usually red. And why was that always the last car? I don't know the tradition of that. But it said, the train ends here. The long train. And boy, let me tell you, I remember sitting in my backyard in Tennessee and looking at the train up close. I mean, right up close, because my cyclone fence was right there, and the train came by. I didn't go by fast, because at that particular part of the rail of the journey, it wouldn't go fast, you know. It went pretty slow, but it went by with through this alleyway that had tracks, and, you know, the train went through. And I'd count the cars, and there were never the same amount of cars. And freight trains, wow. So then we, in other spots of other parts of the world where I saw trains, I would count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know the exact number or the, I don't even know the average number of cars pulled by an engine. But it's big. Big means, it's a big number. It's a big number. You're welcome, by the way, for the wonderful radio. This is wonderful radio. My name is Frank Atoll. Man's name. No, this is great radio, which is wonderful. And you're welcome for the wonderful radio. You know, it's a great broadcast. Isn't it amazing? I forget my own catchphrases. Great broadcast. You're welcome for the wonderful wonderful radio. So there, see? So there are things you hear. These are all connected. None of these things would exist. None of these songs would exist. None of these ideas. So many stories wouldn't exist, without trains. And this list, if I stayed on for 4 hours, we could go on and on and on, from youth, from cartoons, from animated and, children trains. And characters, look, the personification of the train. I say that, what do you think of? Maybe millennials may know this, may remember, would it be millennial or? Yes, millennials will remember Thomas the Tank Engine. For gosh sake, there's Thomas, I'm Liz, and Ringo was the conductor. Hey, hello, I'm a little man, and I think the big train. Thomas, and he would narrate the, kids remember that? There is, here in Pennsylvania, there is a Strasburg, Pennsylvania has the train museum, and there's, of course I've been there, and there's a just amazing number of relics and pieces of trains and things, and I was going to advertise a show, but I'm not. This is, you know, I'm at, the National Pretentious Radio has a show on railway trains across the country, tell you, and across the world, or even North America. I don't even know if they go beyond the continent, but Thomas the Tank Engine was a personification of trains. So the trains were characters. The trains were the characters. Thomas the Tank Engine. Hello, he was an engine, but he had a face and everything. And of course, there's Gordon the steam. I don't remember them, but I know that we went on a train that was modeled after it, a regular size train. I remember bringing the children. We brought our children to this particular place in Strasburg, Pennsylvania, and they had a Thomas the Tank Engine, and we traveled on it. I will never, ever forget that, unless my brain starts forgetting things that are big in my life. I have actually on this desk here in the broadcast station, right here in the broadcast area of the home, a picture of my youngest boy, Ray, who at this very moment is in Canada working. Wow. But in this picture I have, which I keep up here, it's one of, they went to a store and they had a huge train setup. Kid trains, wooden trains. It wasn't electric trains. And the kids could play, you know, move the trains along the tracks and do things. When this picture of Ray enjoying a train. Kids just naturally, I guess. I don't know about girls, but I do know that Lionel had a girl set, a set of girl trains, a girl locomotive. You know, in those days, there was the separation of girl and boy, and when I was growing up, it was blue and pink, even though it was pink, it used to be pink and blue, but, you know, it became blue for boys, pink for girls. They had a pink locomotive, pink cars, and so they tried to get the girl market. Excuse me. The girl, I'm going to take a drink. Okay. The girl, but mostly boys. And, but boys always attracted to trains. Something about, maybe it was playing God, being the movement, being the engine, being the guider, being the hand that moves it. Now don't even stop. Yeah, I got more. Don't even stop. Let's move along here before we get to a short break. Maybe we won't even take it. There's a whole bunch of things that you probably, I know you don't, if you don't know or you do know, that have connotations. I did this train, of course. It was even a television show in the 50s, 60s called The Wagon Train. Get it? It was a bunch of wagons, but they used train. And remember that the word train, remember, don't lose your train of thought. The train, and that was not a word used or a phrase used before there were the trains. Now, where'd the train come from? We're not going to get into that history. I don't know. I'm talking about the big picture. The train, I did Thomas the Tank Engine, and train, related things. How about this? We did the train going to heaven, right? With this train. What about this train? And it was called this train, right? How about this? Does anyone know this one?
The world tells you to grow.
It's a commercial for Disney. And
you never have to.
You know, free, unbelievable. Disney, well, okay, forget it. What are you going to do about that? Can't do anything about that. Commercials and YouTube. Well, is it going to start? Here it comes. Where can the train take you? Into the world, right? It can even take you to a sense, a feeling, an atmosphere. It could take you.
Now I've been happy lately.
Yeah.
Thinking about the good things to come.
Good things to come.
And I believe it could be.
Yeah.
Something good has begun.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been smiling lately. Dreaming about the world at once.
Tell them, Cat.
And I believe it could be. Someday it's going to come.
It's going to come.
On the air to dawn.
What do you do?
There rides a peace train.
Peace train.
Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again.
Take you home.
Thinking about the good things.
All train songs have that feeling.
And I believe it could be something good has begun.
Oh,
peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train. You gotta get on the peace train if you want peace. And you gotta get on the peace train. Takes you there.
Everyone's on it, right?
It's peace train.
Hope in rolling.
Everyone's on the peace train. Yeah.
Takes you there. Come on. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Get your bags together.
Bring your good friends.
You want to go to Petticoat Junction, huh? That's a pizza, right?
It soon will be with you. Come and join the
living. I forgot how. How infectious this song!
And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sound.
Go, come on, then.
Ride on the peace train.
Yeah. Forgot about that. It's a peace train. See? You want to do it? Just get a train.
Crying lately. Thinking about the world as it is.
The world! Here goes!
Why must we go to warm hating? Why can't we live in bliss?
Just get it on the peace train. The peace train right through
there. There rides a peace train.
Oh, yeah, see, it's a
peace train. Take this country.
Takes the country.
Come take me home again.
Takes you home again.
Peace train sounding louder. Ride on the peace train.
I'm playing the whole thing. We'll take you up to the...
Come on, the peace train. It's
Take you right up to that little break we're gonna take. How about?
Come on, peace train.
Can't see the Jesus. Now, what's his name now?
Is this the peace train?
Of course, you gotta have the chorus. You gotta have the girls singing, huh? The choir. Wow.
Come on.
Stop off at Petticoat Junction, though, please. Wake up, it's night. Oh, yeah. Huh? The peace train, my friends. Yes. Go get yourself some water, some beer, whatever it is you drink. Replenish your precious bodily fluids or do what you gotta do, and then we'll be right back. More train songs. More trains. Trains.
The Dole Chronicles. The internet talk show from the Neo Postmodern.
Travel when things didn't move quite so fast.
Still here, John.
And I'm sorry, son, that you can't ride one.
Oh, he can, though.
The trains are a thing of the past.
No, they're not. They're still here. Come on.
Train,
I got a thing
train,
about them, too.
Train. You're fading from the scene.
Well, yeah, but they're still here.
And I'm gonna mourn your passing. Train. I've got a thing about trains.
Well, he didn't. Trains outlived you, Johnny. That's from an album he did called "The Hello, I'm Johnny Cash." It wasn't an introduction one. It was just something he used to say. But in that song, that goes back a couple of years, right? And nobody else ever did it. I've got a thing about trains. It's got a great a thing about trains, right? You can't put it into words, although we're trying to give you the sense and the feeling and the atmosphere of what it's all about and how. And luckily, you still can get involved with trains. You can take trains. This is a big commercial for trains. I think you should take trains. Let me tell you about the train I took. That's when I was living in California. And we were on our way to Calgary, Canada. I forgot the year. You could probably figure it out. It was the 80, what? The Olympics. The World Olympics, opposed to the what? Continental Olympics? No, the Olympics were that year, the Winter Olympics were in Calgary. And we wound up getting some tickets somehow and just make a trip of it. How do you get from Los Angeles to Calgary? Easy. You go to LAX, International Airport, get on a plane, and travel to Calgary. Or, you take a train. Take two trains. We took a train from L.A. to, and I'll tell you the name of the train. I believe it's still, I believe it's still in what? It's still able, you're still able to take it. It's still in motion? No, it's still in motion. I mean, it's still available, this train, this route. What happened to it? Where'd it go? Yes, here. Oh, yeah. He's all over the place. I'm not organized. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. The Amtrak train went from Los Angeles to, what would that be? Seattle, Washington. That's a trip up the West Coast. Come on, what was it called? The Coast Starlight. How could I forget that? I think the Coast Starlight still exists. I don't know why I thought somewhere along the line someone said, oh, no more Coast Starlight. That's how he said it. I don't know if that's true. But the Coast Starlight took you up the coast, and those rails stayed pretty near to the Pacific Ocean, if I remember correctly. Beautiful ride. I'd taken the trip to Northern California, lives far as San Francisco from Los Angeles by car. That's 5 hours by car if you don't stop. But not as, but when you're, if you're driving, you're paying attention to driving. Not like on a train. And what we did was we literally got a car where, you sleep. A car. I don't know what it was called, but it was a car where they have beds. It's a little car. It's a cabin in the car, in the train. It's not just seats. You got your little room there. I forgot what it's called. I said, what an adventure this would be. And it was quite an adventure. Along the way, met some very fascinating people. I think I've even talked about it once or twice. I met a person, but we're not going to get into that. Just going to tell you this train was wonderful. Sleeping on a train. The sun gone down, the sun come up, eating on a train, always in motion. Well, it stopped here and there because there were stops, okay? But mostly the Coast Starlight went all the way up to Seattle. From Seattle, where we stayed at some friends, they drove us, I believe, over the border because we had to pick up the Via Rail Canada in Vancouver. And the Vancouver Via Rail Canada, I have this wonderful pin somewhere. I have things. I don't even know where they... I guess they're in my safe. Not mean the Lionel trains aren't there. They're in the attic. But I mean, I have this wonderful pin. I don't even know if they make these anymore. A Rail Canada pin. This is a rare piece of something. Memorabilia? What would you call it? Why would people wear that? I don't even know. But it had this pin. So we went to and stayed in Seattle where we... And another time, I think we stayed for a while in Seattle. But anyway, and then took They drove us over the border, right? Yeah, we drove us over the border to, you know, Washington? That is Seattle is Washington, stupid. I'm sorry. Oregon? Washington? Oregon? No, Washington. Did we take another train? No, Oregon was before Washington. I don't even know. I just remember this unbelievable territory that I saw. In those days, you know, we didn't have, phones, couldn't take 100,000 pictures, but what pictures? Wow. You did that now. What a trip. That, you know, that's a vacation on its own. If you're on the West Coast, take a train and get a room. I know it's a little expensive, but you know, what if you're playing? If you took a plane first class, that's a pretty little penny. But anyway, we took it down to Seattle and then took, in Vancouver, we picked up the Via Rail Canada. I'm told it was called the Canadian. Okay, fine. Another beautiful train. Although different, we had also a cabin in that. It's not called a cabin. I forgot what it's called. And we slept and ate. We didn't eat in the play. We ate in the restaurant. We slept in the train in our own beds and, rode to Calgary. Now, what happened in Calgary is, you know, another story. And it was nowhere near as great as the trip. It was a round trip. So yes, when we finished the train ride and got to Calgary via Rail Canada, when we were done in Calgary, we got back on that train and did it all over again backwards. Backwards. I mean, we went home to Los Angeles via Rail Canada to Vancouver. I don't remember how we got to Vancouver I don't know how we got back on the States. I don't remember the connection unless it was our friends again. Picked us up, stayed in Seattle, and then took the Coast Starlight right back down to Los Angeles. What a trip. I mean, and I mean that in like both ways. I mean that in the cool hippie way, and I also mean it in the, literally, what a trip. And it was a trip that impressed me so much that later on, I don't have to go through the details of my life. I wrote a lot about it, and I took, you know what I do have? And someday I'll find it, I swear, and somehow connect it up, a cassette of some interviews I did on the train, on the Coast Starlight. That would be a gas. Maybe not for you. I don't know if it's broadcastable or people care. But there was, you know, some stuff went on there. And, yeah. Came back to Los Angeles. So we got a round trip. That's a lot of days, a lot of time off from my Hollywood life. But in those days, we were able to do such a thing. We had trains. And there were a lot of people on the train doing it. There were people taking little trips, not many people taking the Coast Starlight all the way up to Seattle, you know, the length of the trip. And that was expensive for those days. I imagine it's more expensive even now, for these days. These days, more expensive than those days. Ah, the trains. That was a marvelous trip. And I wish I could say more about it than just give you, you know, accolades on words. But the train again. How about another way, that here? Okay. Remember we had the train, the peace train. Okay. And this train takes you, remember the train, representing the metaphor, the symbol of the route, no, the vehicle, that's the vehicle, the symbolic vehicle that takes you places. What a lot of people don't know about this next song, a train song, and a big hit, is that it's about the train that takes you to war. This is the opposite of the peace train, okay? The opposite of the peace train. is this. Let's see if it goes right into it. Here it is. And now, a lot of people don't know this is a protest song about Vietnam and kids going to Vietnam.
Take the last train.
That's right.
You can be here by 4:30.
Train.
I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.
The vehicle once more. Last train.
'Cause I'm leaving in the morning. And
I must see you again. Have one more night together. 'Cause
the morning brings my train and I must go.
And he has to say, why? 'Cause the train's going to war. What does that mean? It means one thing.
And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Yeah, huh?
Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station.
Yeah.
I'll turn for Bobby for later kisses and a bit of conversation.
Yes.
No.
This was not thought of by them.
No.
And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. This wasn't a guy leaving his girlfriend because they broke up. Oh, no.
Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I feel alone.
Feeling low, what?
No.
Not a happy trip. Not a happy destination, right?
And I don't know
if I'm ever coming home. See? Hear it? Didn't know that, did you? That's right. Never thought you'd hear this, huh?
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.
Voice and heart, right?
And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
They had such a bad reputation, these monkeys, because they were connected to television and kids, and that they realized that Voice and Heart, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, wrote this protest song, and that the first song that was the first record that was a gigantic hit for this made up group that was on every Monday night, I think it was Monday night, was a protest song. Nobody, it was amazing how many people didn't get it. You might not have gotten it, but you got it now. But once again, see, forget about whether you like it or not. Once again, the train is the vehicle to peace, the vehicle to war, the vehicle to heaven, the vehicle to death, the vehicle to life and peace. The train is, planes don't have any metaphoric, is that a word? Ask the weather, get the Weather Channel on the phone. There's no metaphor for planes. I guess boats do, but you know, boats go back obviously further than trains, but the train is a man-made vehicle, so it gets more validity as a metaphor. What is that? That's a sound you don't make on radio unless you're a clown. I've been called a clown. But it's me, Frank Atola, man's name adorns the title of the show. Trains, I can't, how do I... Wow, and I have so many. There was actually a, trains are big in country music, of course. I heard Johnny Cash. But there was this guy named, I'll tell you something else that came to my mind about the trains. I don't remember the name of the documentary. It's on Amazon Prime. There's a documentary about kids. I say kids because, you know, I'm an older person, a mature person, and the kids, teenagers, some in their 20s, you know, kids, like, they would be ex-gens or whatever, i-gens, that leave everything. They leave the continuity of having a job and having a family, having a girlfriend, something, and they hit the road. They're hobos. They become hobos. There's a whole community of Hobokian. I made that one up.
Hoboken. Oh, God, that's horrible. See, I laugh. When it, that's why if they made me a weatherman and I had to say tornadic, I would just laugh.
Young kids, their adventure is to hop on freight trains. Because remember, part of the lore, L-O-R-E, not law, lore of trains, the hobos. It's how hobos got around. Just travel the rails. The freight train, freight jumpers, or whatever they were called. There's a documentary on Prime, I saw it, about these people, they're relatively young, who leave society and go out there and they beg, borrow, and steal to get whatever they can. They just travel around on the trains. It's not very comfortable. Not like, you know, I didn't do it like that. I don't suggest you do it either. Don't get me into any trouble by saying a guy on the internet radio told me it, so I'm leaving my wife and I'm hitting it. No. Might not want to do that. But country music, of course, was big on trains because, you know, that's a Petticoat Junction vibe. And then before that, and, trains, if you saw the new Lone Ranger, newest Lone Ranger movie, the Disney Lone Ranger movie with Johnny Depp, a big, beautiful ending with the trail. It has to do with trains carrying, has a lot to do with trains in general, because that was, it was representative of the country moving, this, the United States moving to its manifest destiny, taking people across the Great Plains. So there was a, there's a guy named Boxcar Willie. He's definitely dead. Boxcar Willie was an older guy, played a guitar and sang songs. And, he was known for a guy who would travel the trains. He was one of these like hobo cowboy guys, you know, and he, he sang these stories, old train songs. Here's a medley. I'll give you a little taste of him. Let's see if we have him without doing
watch basketball.
No,
live.
No, not a commercial, you stupid man. Okay, one, and we'll end. There you go. Another commercial. Boy, they just, look at this. They throw one in. It'll begin right after this commercial. No, one, it'll be right here it comes. This is Boxcar Willie, old train songs. There's a medley. I'm not going to play it all. This goes on for, oh, he's live in this. Boxcar Willie. I don't know what year. Old train songs. Listen to his voice. He's real. Charles Bukowski of thank country. You know.
Appreciate
the money. Thank you. Trains.
We'd like to.
What do you like to what?
Do you a little medley.
Yeah.
Of some of the greatest train songs.
Train songs, eh?
In the world.
The world.
And, I didn't have anything to do with writing them or recording any of them, but I think it's quite a collection of train songs.
Yeah, but I think it's quite a collection. Yeah, train songs have the sound, leap, movement to the train. Hear it? He's doing that with his mouth. Boxcar Willie. He named like a train.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
He looked her old. There she flies. Ha! Eating and cold.
Hey, hugging the rails.
Hello, town. Well, the train of love is coming. Big black wings are humming.
It's all different.
Here and there, never heavy hearts are humming.
Train, I'm done with
it. Ain't you got my
the train?
Well, it's so often everybody's baby gets yours to roam. But everybody may be mine coming home.
Coming home, see? Takes you home. Takes you home. Yeah, the guy does a good train whistle with his mouth. Huh?
Hand me down my walking cane.
Hand me down my walking cane.
Hand me down.
Hand me down
my walking cane.
Yeah?
Hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on a midnight train. Ain't gonna worry the sweet old
that midnight train, yeah? That's symbolic, too. The train needs a midnight.
He was going down the grade, doing 90 miles an hour when the whistle broke into the stream.
Ooh.
He was found in the wreck, with his hand on the throttle, and scalded to death by the speed.
Wow. Oh, why did he like doing that sound, huh?
Wake up, it's night.
You know
what?
Doing these old train songs.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of a few other people who've made their living singing train songs.
Really? Like who?
Jimmy Rogers.
Oh, Jimmy Rogers.
Roy Acuff.
Roy Acuff. These are old country guys.
Hank Williams did a lot of train songs.
Yeah, he did. Hank Williams. Did? Yeah.
And the fabulous Johnny Cash.
Of course, we already did his train.
If you've ever seen Johnny Cash walk out on stage.
Yeah.
Kind of got his own way of coming out.
Yeah. It's
Johnny Cash and Liberace got their own patented approach.
Swag, now it's called.
Cash walks out kind of like this.
Oh, he's going to imitate him. You can't see it because there's a picture of him. All right. What do you do, run out of train songs? Wonder what they call them, Willie or Box? Hey, Box!
He'll walk out and put that big guitar under his chin.
Yeah. Then what? Uh-huh. Okay.
Walks right up to the microphone and he says...
What do you say? He's going to imitate him. Do a song. Do another song. Box.
Burp.
Hey, Box. Boxcar. I'm going back to her. What?
Come over to...
Oh, golly. Wow. He's really...
John makes the train sound go this way.
He's milking it.
Wah, wah!
Don't laugh. $5 million a year. $5 million.
Wah, wah!
Oh, yeah, now he makes fun of him because he makes money, right?
Show him how train goes on the guitar.
Oh, that's a steel guitar.
$5 a year.
He killed his fly while I'm at it.
Boxcar Willie.
Yeah, Boxcar Willie. Come on. One more train song. Come on, I got time. Here he comes. I wonder if he ever rode trains, you know? It's just, I don't know. It's a story of Boxcar Willie.
I like $5 million making $5.
Right, yeah, okay. They're not even laughing at him, you notice?
You ever heard of a gay train?
A what?
Queer train.
Whoa, listen to this.
Homosexual special.
Whoa, Boxcar. Who knew this? Listen to this. Oh, boy, this is so racist. What does that mean? This is just dog. Oh, wow. You see? Dad, I like that stuff down here. Oh, that's... Yeah, that's...
Coming down that railroad track.
Wow.
Hey, look, yonder, coming, honey. They're coming down that railroad track.
Wow, he actually did the I can't... Bring my baby back. Okay, then he goes back into it, okay? All right, should we go on with this or what? One more? Got anything else to say about...
The King of Country Music was here last night.
Who?
And here's the song he introduced way Who? Back on the Grand Ole Opry in the 30s.
Who was he?
From the Great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific Shore, to the Queen of Flowing Mountain by South Philbot.
What is it? Oh, Wabash Cannonball. Oh, cannonballs, yeah. Wabash Cannonball. Remember that? That's the name of Casey Jones' train. Wabash Cannonballs. They took that from...
You know...
What? You still here? What? Come on.
I grew up...
Yeah, wrap it up.
Right beside the track.
Did you? I don't know if this is true.
I used to hear it whistle and I'd say... There's a special.
Yeah. We didn't even know.
I'd hear another whistle and I'd say, number four.
He looks authentic, but I don't know if he's a phony. I don't, and I
even got where I could tell the little boy trains from the little girl trains.
What the hell's that mean? Oh, Petticoat Junction.
Little girl trains
yeah?
go.
What? Oh, yeah, you're funny. He's funny.
Little boy trains go.
Well, God.
We had a big old tunnel.
Yeah.
By our house.
Tunnel by the house. Yeah. Well.
The little boy trains.
Oh, boy.
And the little girl trains used to get in that tunnel.
Oh, God. You believe he's doing this? Yeah, you see? See?
You'd hear a little girl train go, woo-woo.
Is it the sexual stuff? I told you.
In the tunnel, she'd go. Little boy train right behind her.
Yeah. Woo-woo. Yeah.
They'd get in there and make love.
Jeez. Boxcar will.
I know they would, because when they came out the other side, they'd both be going,
oh, so fun. Oh, boy, isn't he a riot? Oh, my gosh. Take it home, babe. Oh, my gosh. Boxcar Willie. He's going to stop now. This is running out. Yeah, okay. Good night. Good night for Boxcar Willie. He's done. There's Boxcar Willie. Wow. What a horrible show, huh? Brought to you by Gatorade. But he, you know, he's not, wrong. Famous Alfred Hitchcock movie, North by Northwest, ends where, Cary Grant, who plays the male lead, and, oh no, I forgot her name. Is it Tippi Hedren? No, it's another one. The blonde lady. There were always blonde ladies in Alfred Hitchcock movies. They're in a train. And they are in one of those cabins I told you about, that you know about. And they're going to do stuff together, obviously. But there's no showing of skin or anything. The last shot, North by Northwest, it cuts from them, Cary Grant, leaning over to kiss her, to the train going in to the tunnel. Okay? The train going into the tunnel. So now we're back to the sexual reference. Of course, you get it all. Did you ever see that scary movie? Is that scary movie parodies of the horror movies? And there's one where they have the two girls are going to have a lesbian scene. The two lesbians are going to make love to one another. Right? And the cutaways they show two tunnels, you know, hitting each other. You get it? Because it's not they don't have the train, which is the penis and the vagina tunnel. Well, they have the two tunnels hitting each other. You get it? Maybe you never saw that. Maybe you never understood it. I think maybe you did. Maybe you don't. Maybe you will again someday. Well, that Boxcar Willie thing, though, huh? And he does Well, you know, that's not so unbelievable, obviously. I don't know what year that was, that show took place. But, you know, Southern USA, we're not progressive. Not progressive, more, I was going to say epicurial. Why would I say epicurial? It's not the word I meant. They're evangelistic. That's what I was going to use. Evangelistic. But, you know, there's also this, because trains don't, and it's going to go from this, from down south. See if there's a theme song. Yeah, here's a theme song to one that has okay. All right, we got the down south, you know, the white southern Confederate thing going on. How about this theme from 1973? A whole different culture of... see that? Well, YouTube now is what? YouTube TV is coming. I don't want it. Get out of here. How about this? Whole different
Gatorade.
Gatorade. Get away from the. What am I going to do? Get it for nothing now, and what are you going to do? Here comes. How about this? Can I hear it? Do it. A whole different community. Because there were trains that represent everything for everything, and this whole. The Soul Train. That's right. See? Train. That's a theme to Soul Train, which was a big dance TV show. How
African American Orient, of course. So the train was everything to everyone. Everyone could use the train. See? The train, the soul train. You thought it was only, I'll show you, I'll bet your boxcar Willie never took the soul train. That white trash guy. No, he never did. I don't even know. Okay, so that's a lot of train stuff we're doing here, huh? You get it now? It's going to be Father's Day, and, boy, I wish I had photos or, you know, we didn't have videos or anything. We did have, 8mm films, but I don't know if I ever, I wouldn't even know how to play one now if I could. How would I don't know if we ever took 8mm, no, I don't think we did. We got the 8mm camera much later in life than the trains. So I don't know if we had, so we don't even have, like, I don't even think we have photographs of, I don't even think I have, or anybody in the family who might be living, and there are many, have photographs of that train set. And yet I, in my head, my mind, which is where my, which is in my head, seem to remember a couple of photographs of me with the hat, standing by the transformer. See, that was the other thing. I would do that. The horses, the wooden horses that held up the table where the train set and the village and the mountain were all on top of that. I think I had to step on something because I was smaller. I grew up into it, but I never grew. I was never old enough. No, that's not the way. I was never, tall enough. Because I don't remember when we stopped the trains. I guess it's about 1960 when we left the apartment. So I wasn't, I guess I had to stand on something to use the controls, the transformer, because my father didn't make it close to the ground. He didn't make it to the size where I could just stand there. And then you might have to stand on something, which is okay. It was always a certain size. The one thing I do want to do again, before we go is look up, the company and see what it says on there, about today. Like, I want to do some train stuff. Suppose I want to do this now. What would I need? If you go to YouTube, you could see the Lionel Trains in action. Lionel Trains, L-I-O-N-E-L. Take a look at this. Take some time and look at this and look at some of these, trains and people still doing the trains. I was going to look up the company, but there's a thing that says Lionel Trains 2018. So, the world's greatest hobby, Lionel Trains, where is this? Lionel Trains booth in the 2018 World's Greatest Hobby on Tour show in New Jersey. And they show you these Lionel Train, sets, the engines, Lionel Santa Fe passenger set review. These trains went, woo, you put a little, a little pellet that you put into the smokestack of the engine and maybe a little water, and it made a sound. I don't know how it made the sound, but the smoke came out of it, you know, as if there were, you know, a Casey Jones guy in there pouring a coal into it. But Lionel Trains, look at this, in 18, here's Lionel Trains, rare Neil Young video, because Neil Young saved a Lionel Trains from, this is a story I heard. Neil Young saved Lionel Trains from going completely out of business some years ago, cause he thought it was a shame. And he purchased, it, and I don't know, and then he doesn't, and then it kept it alive. And there have been other, he had a great love for trains, and then Lionel Trains, the last I heard of them was that some, there were digital contraptions in them now. The Lionel Trains did go digital somehow. I don't know. I don't have the particulars of it, and I didn't do a lot of research for the show. I didn't do any research. This is all memories and ideas and thoughts and, you know, the literature of my head and my life. There's a Lionel Train's Vintage Christmas Zero Gauge. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the Zero Gauge. I'm going to open up this little thing. Don and Vicky present an old-time Christmas. You could get this anywhere. And, I mean, on YouTube. You could look this up, too. Oh, are they going to play some music? Oh, don't play. No, just show me the trains. Show me. They have a, I know you can't see this, but I want to see the train set. They did. Come on. Oh, why don't they show the train? Here we go. The trains? No, what is this? This is crazy. Where are the trains in the house? Here's the train set up. Now they got black and white pictures. Here, the train. What is this? Is there more? I know. I should. You should look at this ahead of time, Frank. Let me just get this one picture. I'll freeze the frame. I can't because I went too far there. Oh, man, hold on. Here's the kid opening up his train set. And there's another little kid doesn't know anything because he's so small. They're just screaming. And here's the. Okay, I close it now and I could look at it. Here's the train set. Oh, these people are so 50s. And, they have a big table. They don't have a village or anything though. This is just a place where they change the trains and the train runs around, rolls around, drives around. What does a train do? A train rides around. That's not what, but that was a picture. This is a picture of a black and white picture. And there are all these old engines, these Santa Fe engines, passenger engines, not the locomotives that are like, you know, for freights. Freight trains, switch engines. Let me see if there's any more Lionel display. From what? 2018 in iView. You could literally watch this. Welcome to Lionelville. Oh, I wish you could see this. It's Trains iView 2018. You can't see it if you go to YouTube. Now, I think these trains are running differently than they used to in terms of transistors. What did I call it? What? Oh, no, they're going to play. Don't play music. Well, you have this. You know, it's something to see these trains. I remember these trains, but they have the same words. Oh, they're going to play that. They have a village here. Trains going, Santa Fe train going through the village. Actually, this is really, Gavone, as they say in Italian. It's not, but I wonder where, I guess if I just look up, you know what I have to do? Go to Google. Let me do that for 1 second here before we, get ourselves out of here. I'll go to Google and see if Lionel Trains has a website. Of course they do. There's Lionel Trains on eBay, Lionel Trains near me. Lionel Trains history right here. For sale near me. Catalog on sale. Where is it? Wait, let me see if they have a website. LionelTrains.com. World's best model trains and railroad. Lionel.com. Here we go. This is where we're going to wind up this particular show by going to it. And you could go it too. Lionel.com. Look at this. Go ahead. Take a look at Lionel Trains. It tells you how to get started. It's got the history, explore, ready to run train sets. This is still accessories, train cars, track and power, featured. Oh my goodness. Look at this. An old time train. Used to have one of those sets. The Hogwarts Lion Chief, ready to run train set. There's another one here. A big, beautiful grain. The North Pole Central Lion Chief. Okay. Here's a regular one. Pennsylvania Flyer. You know, I wonder, and that's at Lionel.com. I wonder if American Flyer is still, I'm going to do that. I'm going to look that up too. Anyway, Lionel.com. So you can catch up on all this train stuff I'm talking about. Take a look at it. To the ones that are still for sale, how they work and what it's all about. And so there's, you know, the model. Maybe, you might get into model trains. And there's... And then real trains, of course. Go to Amtrak and get maps from Amtrak. Let's see, American Flyer. Hey, American Flyer trains. Look at this. Don't tell me they're still around. American Flyer trains. Look at this. American Flyer. Yes. Uh-oh. I got you. Lionel bought them. Lionel bought American Flyers. So if you go to lionel.com/brands/American-Flyer, and I'm going to do that right now. They're no more in competition. How could you have two? Right? S-gauge, that's another size. American Flyer. From traditional S-gauge products based on classic American Flyer designs created by A.C. Gilbert to our top-of-the-line S-scale products with amazing detailing and scale proportions, Lionel is the place to go for S-gauge layout needs. All the things you need. Flyer Chief, old American Flyer. Powerful and versatile. So American Flyer trains, and they are now part of... You know what it says here? Perfect for every man cave. I just don't know. It would be fascinating to find out how they stay, how they keep going and who's involved in it. And I know I'm not, I know what you're saying. You're saying, okay, Frank, you know, I'm going to take time out of my life. Well, there's an area you might want to look into, but just to understand the trains and the fascination with trains, and it still exists. Wow. Accessories. Just looking at this, and it brings me right back to that spot there. Explore. Okay. Union Pacific Buildings. Building America. Train. Oil. Train. These beautiful. The Katy. The Katy locomotive. Oh, my goodness. Look at this stuff. Interstate. That's an oil. It's carrying oil, I guess. Tracks. And now they have plastic mountains. They don't build them like we used to build it. Like I told you, we used to build it. They had little people and things. Accessories. Coal. A coal car, which was right behind. All right, we're closing that. It's the end of that deal. There you go. In Los Angeles, is how I am. In Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles, where friends of mine and me, and I, used to go for Chinatown, down near Chinatown downtown. There's a Chinatown in Los Angeles, a beautiful Chinatown. I was in those days. I don't know what it's like now. And we'd go down there and we'd park on the street, but there's a place where we'd park and then we'd walk into Chinatown from like the outskirts of it and then go to our favorite restaurant. Hunan, it was called. The Hunan restaurant. Oh my God, that was so unbelievable. I'm so hungry right now for that and trains. But beneath this bridge, a walk bridge that also had, you know, cars and people walked across this bridge, because underneath the bridge downtown was a railroad cemetery, a graveyard for old locomotives, coal trains, battered up boxcars, right down there. Even then, I mean, I don't know where these such now inoperative and antique trash, where that exists anymore. What's down there now, I have no idea. I don't think it's old, dilapidated trains, rotting engines. I'm sure it's something completely different. But we used to see them, and even then, there were trains in L.A. There's the Pennsylvania train station where I've gone to. My wife and I used to go there to take pictures. And I've taken trains. Took a train to Pittsburgh. Even now... But the Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles, I don't know when there was one day every week we went to Hunan, Chinese restaurant, and we'd walk across that bridge and look at all the dilapidated trains, and all these images came to mind even then. Already then, trains were not a big hobby item. They were among a cult. There's a cult, and there's a magazine. Let's see if it's still out. I don't mind giving this particular magazine. Oh, I closed my, yeah. Google? Yeah, Google? Model Railroad Mag. There's a Modern Railroad Academy. You know, you'd go to your interweb, go to your Google and your Bing and your search engine. Magazine, Model Railroad Magazine, free, it says. PDF, Model Railroad magazine still exists. Excuse me, subscription addiction. 1 year subscription to Model Railroader magazine is $27. So you can still get the, hey, come on with my voice. Let me hold on. So it sounds like a train. Okay. You could go look at it online here. Order, let's see, online here, trains.mrr.trains.com. So it is, you could get a good idea of what, yeah, Model Railroad is still available. Wow. You take a look at this, you get an idea of what people are doing and with the model trains, how they use them and what's going on and where they come from, where they hang out. There is an entire community still for model railroads, and there are still railroads in operation. So get the heck going the next time you want to go somewhere. There you go. You know, you don't have to go to, what is it? You don't have to go to that ugly station, National Pretentious Radio. Hey. I know. Well, I'm putting stuff together because I'm rounding it up. Okay, I'm going to close this thing. You know where to go and look for what you need to look for if you got a couple of minutes. What happens out there in out there land for model railroads, trains. We'll talk about trains again. Maybe I'll come up with some of the stories and some of the things that happened on some of those trains. And, we'll talk about that there. Then. But for now, we'll shave a couple of minutes off and get out of here. I think we've given you plenty of information, I hope maybe some inspiration to take a train. I'm telling you. Especially if you're, younger. Find out, get out there, take a train. I know, you gotta have time to do it, but you can do it. There's nothing, you don't have to have nostalgia in your system to do it. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Cotolo Chronicles is the express train, see, to the neo-post-modern world. And we hope to be back next time, as long as the digital platform is running well, and you're well, and I'm well, and I'm well, and everything is in order. Until then, good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. That's right, there it is. I'm sticking the little commercial. Go get the books. Amazon.com, Lulu.com, Blurb.com. Go buy the books, digital. Get them, read them, buy them any way you want. My name is Frank Cotolo, man. Thank you for the title show. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile. I said all that. Okay, said a lot. I have nothing more to say.